Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton with your Thursday morning practice report. The team continues to grind it out here on the practice fields as they prepare for their week one opponent, the Buffalo Bills. Now, the news today has been the same as it pretty much has been all week. All eyes have been on number 87, Rob Gronkowski. And you can now count Thursday as his fourth straight day back on the field. He's been in pads, in shells, going through the motions with the rest of the team. On Wednesday, we received the first official injury report from the team, and Gronkowski was limited in Wednesday's practice as expected, and you have to assume that the same will occur today. Other players limited on Wednesday, there were six players including Gronk, and among them, Danny Amendola, Aaron Dobson, and Brandon Bolden. Now, despite Gronk's return to the practice field this week, it's safe to assume he won't see any game action come Sunday. Now, only one player hasn't been present all week at practice, and that's guard Will Zvitek. Zvitek hasn't had it easy this preseason, stepping in at right guard for Dan Connolly and Marcus Cannon when they missed some playing time. And that streak continued on Thursday. No signs of Will Zvitek this week. Also, Matthew Mulligan, the newest tight end that the Patriots signed on Tuesday, is out on the field for his second practice with the team. Expect to see him take some snaps on Sunday along with rookie Zach Sudfeld. Definitely positive signs to see nearly the entire team out there on the practice field. We will have the official practice and injury report later on this afternoon, and you can find that elsewhere on the site right here at Patriots.com. That will do it for this Thursday morning, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.